With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Baseball purist is the president of Get Off My Lawn Guy. Ben said that.
Yeah.
Bregman is from Albuquerque.
That's probably where I was thinking.
Yeah, that's where you got it from. He and Devo, same guy. Dell is so lucky to work with you guys. Why is he always so confrontational?
I like that one.
I think you're right.
That's a good one.
Can't be more right.
Jay Webby.
He added you. That's fine, but what? Who? You soft ass. Man, stop kissing their ass. What's the matter with you?
People are just saying
if
this.
If playoff teams are seated, I would suggest the league should be single table, no divisions, no conferences. Yeah, you know, you would love to have a balanced schedule. If you're going to just seed them, you would love to have a balanced schedule. I don't know that it's possible, though.
What if you have seven in the East, seven in the West, and then you have play-in spots for where it is a tournament for the last. Now, the bottom four don't get in, maybe, from the two, or the bottom four total, and the rest of the teams will play in a tournament to see who is playing games I think that'd be fun. I think it'd be cool. It gives lower teams something to play for. Here's the thing.
That more teams are still alive.
Yeah, more teams are still alive, even if it's
like
a long shot. See, here's the thing that soccer has that would be incredible for basketball. Relegation. You can't have relegation because there's not enough basketball leagues. There's none. There's the D League. So teams can tank on purpose, and there is and they want to because it gives them a chance to be really great in the future.
Relegation would change everything.
Relegation is if you're in the bottom three in the Premier League out of 20 teams, you're gone. You're gone to a lower league. And this lower league, when you get there, I just saw a little documentary on it last night. I was watching some of it. These teams who go there, they think, okay, we'll be here for a couple of years and try to clean up our – what they do is try to get rid of contracts. They go cheaper, younger, and they try to build. And then you have to, I guess, finish in the top three, and you get moved up. And these teams who think, well, we'll just go down there for a couple of years, and then all of a sudden they're down there forever. And it's literally like being the Corpus Christi Hooks.
Yeah,
it's like going from the Astros to being the Corpus Christi Hooks. And you're like, oh, my, if you're a fan, can you imagine that? So – tanking is no good. You know, every game matters late in the year for these
teams. We don't have that many divisions. We don't have...
You don't have.
I mean, unless you went to AAA. You played against Portland and Frisco.
Yeah, baseball, I mean, you could do something like that in baseball. You couldn't do it in basketball. We don't have additional leagues. You couldn't do it in football. You could do it in Power 5 conferences, but then you just say... Yeah, why are we doing relegation when this is universities where there's money? These guys are getting scholarships. They're going to school. Many of them are getting degrees. Like, this isn't pro. That just is more of an acknowledgement that, we're kind of pro sports leagues, some of these teams.
What are you guys' thoughts on MLB not allowing the Marlins to wear the Florida high school hats during the spring training game? I think it's crap. If it's about politics, and it probably is. I saw your answer. They don't want to be political in any way.
Well, I think Major League Baseball is worried about being affiliated with anything political, especially
that's
after the
kneeling. That's not political, though.
I don't think so either. This is something that we would have seen for years and years. And it's an acknowledgement of 18 people died.
Yeah.
I mean, they should let them wear...
They should.
They should. They
it's
should
not,
absolutely.
But it has just like everything else, like the flag and everything, it's liberal versus conservative. And it's a race issue and everything else. This has turned into the whole Florida shoot. The Parkland thing has turned into gun control. It's a gun control issue.
It's a gun control issue.
So if you wear the hats, you're
You can
anti-guns?
Still,
is that what
you can?
Is
still,
that what the Major League Baseball's afraid of?
Yes. They're,
how about your anti kids shooting in schools?
Yes, that's yeah. that's what you should be looking at it as. Yeah. You should be saying people shouldn't be looking at this saying no students walking out and this is what's wrong with our country. Whoa, but there was 18 people murdered there in a mass shooting that was worse than Columbine. Isn't that what's bad,
well,
too?
The latest...
Like, it's okay to say, hey, we support this school. We're sorry that this happened. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're right. It should be about, hey, this is to support the school. You can have whatever beliefs you want to have on the gun issue, but it should be okay for an entire Major League Baseball or a team, the Marlins, to support a school in the state.
It has gotten so... I mean, everything is contentious in this country. I got this text from, or this meme. 11 teens die every day texting and driving. Time to raise the age. You can get a smartphone to 21.
You know they have.
I guess this is in response. Now, if that is true, maybe that's worldwide. I don't know. Or is it, if that's America, then guess what? Then texting and driving is a much bigger problem than school shootings.
And that's already considered illegal, texting and driving.
Yeah, it is.
In plenty of places.
Yeah.
It is here.
Yeah.
How about it has to be made illegal? You're not supposed to text while you drive. Like, well, wait, is it?
Dude.
Was it quote unquote legal before? I thought that was one of those.
Well, it wasn't illegal, though.
Don't be a dumbass.
No, it wasn't illegal.
Yeah.
Now it's illegal. And it's a really good law if you want to know the truth.
The addiction, and they really got a hammer. I don't care if I'm doing it. I don't care. Hit me with my $100 fine every single time. We got to stop people from looking at phones while they drive.
Yeah.
I mean, are you kidding me? Taking your...
If that's true, that it is much... Hey, it's a much bigger problem anyway, because there are more kids dying. But because it's a phone and not a gun, then it's not as huge an issue here.
But wait, but even still, what? One can't be a problem and the other...
They're both problems.
They're both problems. I get it. I guess some of it is in a joking fashion that, hey, the phones are a bigger issue. Take away people's phones. But... The gun thing is still the shootings in school are still a problem.
It's absolutely an issue.
I just don't know. Well, that's just another person. I don't know who sent it or where the meme came from. But that's just the meme creator. That's another person on one side who says, "Wait a minute, stop it. The guns aren't that big of an issue." And that's a different debate. The debate is how do we keep kids from dying?
I don't know that it's not as big an issue. But if 11 kids are dying a day, that's a big issue.
No, I'm not even saying
they're both big issues.
I'm not even judging which one's a bigger issue. I'm just saying that they're both problems, and what's happened with the cell phones doesn't take away from what happened at Parkland.
No, right? No, no, it doesn't. It doesn't.
No, but we can try to make things. We can always try to make things safer. We always want to make that's common sense, right? When you try to make things safer,
I guess, yeah.
Certainly to have discussions, and I think that one of them is covered. You know, the discussion is about constitutional and right to bear arms, and you have an entire discussion that can go on there. The other one is there's no constitution that says it is my right to free speech to be able to tweet while I drive. No, you're driving. It's bad enough for teenagers driving when they're fully paying attention. It's bad enough.
Yeah.
It's bad enough. It's dangerous enough. My son Drake.
My kids.
1 month. And they say that the first 2 months, that most accidents happen the first 2 months a teenager.
Really? Frankie had 3 accidents before she had her license, okay? So.
That sounds.
That's a problem.
She was a problem. That sounds parental in nature.
It was a little. Tiger, 2 under through 5. Tiger, 2 under through 5 at the Honda Classic. So, Jeff. Percocet. Thank you for that, though. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5. When we come back, is Canada our bitch? The answer is yes.
Right. Wait here. A minute. That's not a tease. You just said, when we come back, you answered the question already.
No, no.
I want you to know that I'm going to tease an answer immediately. I'll tell you why.
The question is why... Coming up next, why Canada is our bitch.
When we come back, that's how you make a tease. Which Astros prospect got a 50-game suspension? Forrest Whitley. 8-12 here on the bench.
That's what he did.
What? That's like Alex Trebek giving a question on Jeopardy. Which
American president
was
shot? Andrew Hamilton. Thank you. Good night. Or whatever. I don't know if he got shot.
Andrew Hamilton. Oh, whatever.
Right, well, yeah. Hey, home is where the heart is. It's time to love your home again. What if that chilly air is seeping through your drafty windows? What if that hot air is seeping through your drafty windows?
Who wrote this for you? This does not sound like you.
It's me. I wrote this. I didn't write it. It's coming from my heart, Lance.
What's the matter with you, Lance?
Updating your windows with new duration windows will get rid of the cold draft. What about the hot draft?
Can I tell you something? If you have old windows, I changed out windows. I wish I would have known Allied, but I changed them out last year, and it's like such a game changer.
It really is.
If you have some old ass, thin ass one ply windows, man, take the hit because it is going to add value to your home.
It
period.
Adds, not only adds value, but it really does save you
money.
Does. I'm sure you're. Well, how
it
much is?
Absolutely does. It used to be freezing when I set
my
window.
How much less is your champion bill right now?
$60 a month.
Yeah. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
$720 over the year.
Allied Siding and Windows, the clear leader in replacement windows. That's not even arguable. Installing more replacement windows than anyone in Texas. Industry-leading 100-year warranty on Simonton duration windows. Allied is the company that to install. So you want the best window and you want the best installer. I got it. You call Allied. 713 Windows. Same number and name for 9,000 years, whatever it is, however long they've been in business. Manufacturer trained install teams, they know what they're doing. You're not going to leave until you're completely satisfied. No high pressured sales pitch, just a 30-minute meeting and a free estimate. Tell them I sent you. Get a $500 Amazon certificate with a whole home window purchase. You also get 100% financing, zero down, zero interest for 18 months. Call Allied 713 Windows, 713-946-3697. Allied Siding and Windows, affordable, local, reliable.
ESPN. 97.5. Please stand by. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, Chris, whatever. Alexander Hamilton, wasn't he impeached? Or did he get into a duel?
You can use Alexander Hamilton because I think it's in poor taste to use someone who actually got shot. Okay. In your joke?
So yeah.
Use Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah, right. Was he in a duel?
With William Burr?
Was that it?
I think so.
See, he got shot. I told you. So, I mean,
or did William
Burr
who
gets, won?
I don't remember.
Hamilton must have won because he's still around, right? He was still around to be president or something.
Well, there's always the Google machine.
I don't know. I don't care. It has nothing to do with the Knox College education. Do you know what we didn't learn about presidents at Knox? You know what? Okay, maybe you did at U of H. Maybe you had your president's class at U of H. We didn't do that there at Knox. We were studying important things. Okay?
Like what?
Like I took basketball 101 for one class. I actually did.
Is that where North Carolina found out how to keep their athletes eligible from
Knox
College?
No, that was African American Studies.
I know it's a different class, John. What the suggestion was that North Carolina learn from Knox how to keep their kids eligible.
Could well be. I don't know. Don't worry. We didn't worry about being eligible at Knox, okay? So anyway, not Dan Holden. Okay, so here's the deal. Canada has 24 medals and the United States has 21. But guess what? Who has two gold medals in women's hockey and in curling?
Supposedly, they own curling. Supposedly.
Oh, no. This is the first time they've... Right?
I'll tell you my new thing.
And you know what? How about four straight gold medals in women's hockey?
I told my new thing. My new thing to tell my wife, and I do it super seriously. And she knows that I can't be serious, but it still really annoys her when I do this. And this could be anything, because anything I do, like my Irish accent around the house annoys her, but this is my new one. We're watching the Olympics, and I'll tell her that I could do that Olympic sport if I had a couple of years to train, and it makes her so mad. We were watching, what was it? I said, if I had 2 or 3 years, I really do think that I could compete, like not for the U.S., obviously, because I said, but like for a country like Jamaica, or maybe Switzerland or something, I could probably be pretty competitive in bobsled.
You're selling that you could be
yes
better at bobsled than
in two or
than
three
the
years.
Jamaicans,
than real athletes,
yeah, who are better two, athletes. Oh yeah, than you, yeah. Clearly,
in two or three, I said it would take 2 or 3 years. Then I went to skating. I'm like, if I learned to skate, I said I could probably like. I'm not saying I could qualify for the Olympic team, but I do think that I could like at least be in the mix at a competition if I spent right now, if I had 2 straight years to do it. She said, and then she made the mistake of saying the only thing that you might be able to do would be curling. And so I immediately said, I for sure could do curling. I can't even skate. I'm like, I for sure could do curling. So I started adding up the events that I could do.
Right. But you don't have to skate and curling.
I went biathlon. I don't shoot guns and I can't ski.
But
I went biathlon too. And she just kept getting more and more annoyed. She goes, why do you think you could do biathlon? I said, if I train, not right now, but if I trained, I could.
Well, if Elizabeth Swainy, and listen, I can ski right now as well as Elizabeth Swainy.
Okay.
And just not, I can go up and go down.
Do you think you would be able to go up the half pipe and then come down?
And then come down. No.
Is that Del, the one who barely
that is,
did
you
anything?
Have you ever skied?
Like twice.
I've never skied.
You've never skied. Mm-mm. That is almost like what she was doing was almost like you can do that on your first day skiing.
Yeah. She's the one who was, and I saw Big Cat from Barstool is like, not safe for work, huge air. And I didn't know what I was about to watch. And I'm like waiting for something to happen. Right. And I thought she was building up speed. And I realized, oh, this is a joke because that's what she's doing.
She is. No, that is almost. Oh, by the way, Aaron. I told you Hamilton got shot. Aaron Burr killed him. Thank you. Good night.
Well, who are you arguing with? I didn't know if you're wrong or right.
No. Chris says,
fool that shot him.
That Hamilton got shot. Oh, by the way, yeah, Aaron Burr.
It was a duel, and Hamilton did his gun up in the air because in these duels, most of the times they didn't actually shoot at each other. They would fire their...
Burr said,
then Burr...
We ain't doing that.
...actually shot him because he said Hamilton was wearing his glasses so he could take clearer aim. So he thought, oh, it's on for real, huh? And they were supposed to be... And Hamilton's son had already been killed in a duel. So anyway, they're supposed to discharge their weapons in the air, and it's almost like, okay, you showed up, I showed up. All right, we're good. The beef is squashed. You know how Lin-Manuel Miranda, the reason he wrote Hamilton, he was reading a book on Hamilton... And he's like, golly, Hamilton's like a rapper. He's got all these beefs with all these people. It's like West Coast. It's like Biggie and Tupac. And he took that concept, and as he's reading through it, he's like, the Founding Fathers are like Biggie and Tupac. And so that's how it came to him writing the musical.
Yeah, see, Chris, I guess I know who got shot. Thanks, good night.
I mean, we did start this segment trying to discuss a great victory in U.S. women's hockey.
U.S. women's hockey, how about that, though?
And then it turned into me convincing my – and you could do the same thing. Tell your wife one time, just tell her this. You say, you know what? Like where you're at dinner, just do this. Say, I think if I had 2 years, I could become a James Beard chef, award-winning chef. And then she goes, well, why do you think you could? Because you cook some, right?
My thing with my wife is I'm going to open a restaurant, okay?
Yeah.
And I look, and when we drive by places that are for lease, I'm like, that's where I could put Sugo, my restaurant.
Sugo Rosa.
Sugo. It's just called Sugo.
Yeah. Sugo's. And what does she say?
She's like, stop. Would you stop?
So you have something you do too. Okay,
yeah, good. Yeah. No, I annoy her.
Would your restaurant be something like Sugo in just different forms? Only Sugo, a macaroni and cheese place that just makes special
mac and cheese. Yeah. You know what? It would be awesome if I did, but I make awesome ribs, so I would do that too.
Okay, ribs and Sugo.
But here's what I would do: instead of chicken wings, my appetizer would be ribs. Okay, and I'd grill them right behind the bar. I've got a giant grill back.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, this could work.
Tell
Wendy I'm in. Yeah. I'll eat. Well, I'm not putting money in, but I'll eat there.
Her thing is drive through crawfish. She's like, she's hell bent on this.
My thing is 24-hour Chinese food. Why isn't that a thing in here?
I think that's
you don't think stoners
move.
Need Chinese food?
Yeah, you don't think it's a stoner? Hey,
and deliver?
It's 1 a.m. I want some orange chicken. You don't think that would work
and
out?
And delivery?
Be a thing in New York. That's probably
it
a thing
to
in
be,
New York.
Right?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Right. Late night, it can't just be pizza guys who stay open.
Right.
Like, stay open near bars. Chinese food truck?
Yeah.
Printing money. I don't know about 24 hours, though.
Why not?
I don't know.
I kind of feel like Tom Haverford right now, if you want to know the truth.
With all your ideas?
With all my ideas.
That never work out?
Tom Haverford.
Parks and Rec?
Parks and Rec, yeah.
Aziz.
Aziz. I'm sure Raheel has a bunch of these because he's, you know.
What?
John Ralphio is one of the greatest characters of all time.
I binged Parks and Rec on the plane there and back. It's Parks and Rec is the best. Was that duel before or after Aaron Burr did Perry Mason?
No,
that was Raymond Burr.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Perry Mason. And then the other thing is, but Leslie Odom Jr. was on. He played like 9 different characters over the years on Law and Order. Leslie Odom, who played Aaron Burr in the musical. Yeah. He was a defendant. He was a lawyer for the prosecution side, for the defendant side. They just recycle these guys.
Oh my God. Oh, there's one woman that did like 14. Well, you know the lieutenant, the African American woman who became lieutenant, she was a cleaning lady in the first time that she was in Law and Order, and then they brought her back and she was lieutenant.
That's progress.
Yeah, don't you think?
That's progress.
Yeah. 827 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. Anyway, Canada's our bitch.
Yeah, they
the
have
the whole
been.
Point was the U.S. for the first time in 20 years
rolled Canada,
beat Canada. Canada hadn't lost a Olympic game. Since 1998, when the U.S. beat them in the final, the U.S. blew a lead last time.
And we rolled them.
We beat them in a shootout with a spectacular goal. If you haven't seen it, it's pretty awesome. In the shootout to win
with a girl named Lamoureux.
Twin sisters. The other twin tied the game in the third period.
How are Cajun girls?
I don't know where they're from.
Playing hockey.
It's Lamoureux. Is that? It sounds more like French Canadian when you say Lamoureux. Yeah.
I'm guessing probably hockey players are going to be more French Canadian than Cajun.
And well, I don't know. Anyway, Canada has more golds and they have more medals than us, but they're still our bitch.
But we won an important team sport, so they're our bitch.
Yeah, so they're
and we won curling.
There, case closed. Time for you to talk about saving people money.
Are we talking about Bill Advisor? Because if we are, I got a little surprise for you. Text money to 313131. That's money to 313131. And they will send you a quote like instantly on your homeowner's insurance. You just put your, they'll say, hello, thank you for contacting us. What's your address? You type in your address and then they send it. You send it to them. And then about 6 to 7 seconds later, say, this is what we believe your homeowner's insurance will be. And then they'll text you back and said, we have made adjustments so that your homeowner coverage is this amount. And you know what? My homeowner's insurance, I did that yesterday. The homeowners, they adjusted my amount up because my old homeowners doesn't cover the value of my home now. It's been the same one since I moved there, which is over 11 years ago. So the house is more valuable now because of appreciation. Even with them moving the coverage up higher, Bill Advisor was still a $600 savings for me and my family. So you guys should really look into that. Go to BillAdvisor.com where they renegotiate all of your bills, cell phone, home phone, internet, cable, satellite, but they also can do homeowners insurance and auto insurance as well. It is a full stop shop for lowering your rates and saving you money. The average savings is between $800 and $900. And if they don't save you at least $150, they will give you $150 and an Amazon gift card on top of it. That's how confident they are. Go to BillAdvisor.com for more information or text BILLS to 313131. Or if you want an immediate homeowner's quote, text MONEY to 313131. Don't want to hear.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, I want to mention this. Christine is listening. She is... she's got a friend. She's the one I do my acting stuff for 5-minute miles. It's her. She's a lawyer who's running for judge. Big ups to, I'll be voting for Christine Weems. Just give her a little shout out. Vote for Christine Weems for judge. She's a local.
Well, I'm not sure you can do that, but
yeah,
okay.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure that's.
I mean, now we have to have equal time for the other person.
Yeah,
Christine Jeems.
No, too late for that now.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's your choice. I'm not going to tell you what to do.
I'm
voting for her, but you don't have to.
Now we need
is
to
that
go
for like, did you, I do it? Did I clean it up?
No, because now we
that's
have to,
better, right?
We have to seek out the person she's running against and give them equal
we'll
time.
Do him on a mobile in a second.
Do you know the
I mean, we'll get a phone call for him. Yeah, it's Daryl Jackson.
No, that's a receiver for the Seahawks at one point in
it's
his career.
Kevin Kugler.
Sounds
Kugler.
Like
that's who she's running against.
Kevin Kugler is like a no. like a play by play guy, I think.
I think it is, yeah. It's Chris Collins.
No, Chris. Worth. What?
Chris Collins, the
no,
coach for Northwestern,
running.
Is running.
Collinsworth,
the owner of Pro Football Focus.
Britt Meckel, Ronston. So anyway, she goes. Eddie, who is one of the guys who is one of the actors, he also finances this Cone Man Running, which is her group. Eddie has played Juror 12 and a day laborer in different episodes of Law and Order. So I know somebody who's pretty famous. He has been a day laborer.
Yeah.
On Hispanic, by the way. I don't think that seems a little aggressive of Law and Order to just make those assumptions.
No, well, don't do
on
that.
On the casting.
Kawhi Leonard.
I would be day labor if I knew what I was. I could probably learn to do. Like, no, I could be a plumber.
Your wife isn't listening right
no,
now.
No, stop it.
I could be a plumber.
Stop playing to your wife.
Yes. Stop. Programming
you can
show.
Be a plumber? How come you don't do anything around the house? Like, what are you talking about? I call it some Mr. Fix-It.
Oh, it's the worst.
So
no, trust me. I know that.
You don't fix anything. I'm like an IT guy.
I can't even change a light bulb. I'm so terrible. So, Kawhi Leonard, are you bummed?
I'm so far from bummed. Goodbye, Spurs. You're done. I know Popovich and
Wait.
All that stuff.
Beat the Rockets by 39 without him.
Let's see it happen this
okay.
year. No Kawhi, no chance, because they're going to start to fade.
Even with Kawhi, I'm not scared this year. Even with Greg Popovich versus Mike D'Antoni. I'm a little bit afraid of that.
Yeah, I get it. You know, the track record's great, but the Spurs, what kind of problems are going on there? Kawhi has been cleared by doctors but isn't playing. He's not going to play this year. Like, do we have an Andrew Luck situation going on with Kawhi Leonard?
I don't know. You're cleared to play. Go back. I'm not going to.
I got nothing against Kawhi Leonard.
I'm going to get another opinion.
But I want him to stay on the sideline for a while.
Forever. Mm-hmm. I don't care if he ever plays again. Mm-hmm. That's one of Daryl Morey's pain in his asses.
Yeah.
I mean.
And he drafted one of the twins, Morris brothers, over him.
Yeah, right before him.
That was terrible.
Right. So I'm not at all. And I like that there's. How about that the Spurs have some issues? I love that. Okay. Kawhi doesn't want to play for them. Great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what? All those titles over
there? I want as many problems for my enemies as possible.
That's right.
And the Spurs are my enemy.
They are our enemy. No one likes them. Everybody hates that team. That's not a very unlikable team. So I'm thrilled. Trevor Ariza back. How does this change with Trevor Ariza coming? Do you think Bamute's out of the starting lineup? Probably.
Yeah, I mean, no, he has
because,
to be. But...
Yeah, because Trevor's got he's got coin in this deal.
No, Trevor's fine. If he gets hurt again, I'm not going to be nervous.
No,
I'll just be like, whatever.
So, what does this mean for Joe Johnson? How many minutes can he possibly get?
I don't know. I don't know how they're going to use Joe Johnson. I have no idea. Like, legitimately, if Eric Gordon is healthy, Gerald Green is healthy. I guess he's almost insurance against Gerald Green doing something crazy.
Ariza, Bamute.
There's really no reason for Joe Johnson
Trevor
to
Ariza?
Play. I feel like Daryl Morey. Did you see the latest? Was Daryl Morey? They've signed Brandon Wright, Joe Johnson, and there was a rumor about who was the last player. There was another player that they get bought out. The Rockets are considering. There's another one. Let me look them up. And I'm just starting to think, okay, now Daryl's trying to hoard so no one else can add players.
Could well be.
That's what I think he is doing. I think he's just trying to hoard buyouts so you can't have them. Nope, you can't have this guy.
All I know is that, well, God forbid, because you know what? You do have injuries. And God forbid anything happens in the postseason. When Kawhi went down against the Warriors, it was over. Of course, that's your best player. If James goes down, the Rockets are going to be in trouble. There's no question about that. But you want to be as deep as possible. And, wow, you talk about firepower off the bench. Holy crap. He is. He's stockpiling. Dude is just stockpiling.
That's all he's doing. It's to the point now where you can't play all these. I don't even think you can play Joe Johnson hardly.
I don't know who
else can't play Joe Johnson? Golden State. You know who else can't play Joe Johnson? A team that needs him like San Antonio Spurs. I feel like he's just like, when you're not getting this guy.
You can't. You don't get to know Joe Johnson.
It's like when you're a kid and you've got siblings and you take way more than you should because you just don't want them to have it. You can't eat that much. Yeah, but I'll eat it later. You're not getting it.
Right. I just think that it's going to be awfully difficult. And if you're Joe Johnson, though, you're like, well, why did I come here? You guys aren't going to even use me. Do you think? I don't know. Joe Johnson has been around for so long. I don't know that he's going to be an issue. But it would be an issue for me. I would rather be playing. I know he wants to be on a winner. And this is a winning team, man. This is a place where guys want to come now. I will take it back if in fact, now, I don't think LeBron can go to the Warriors because he would be looked at as a guy who's just chasing rings. Yeah. But he could come to the Rockets. So, wait a minute. The Rockets are the second-best team. The Rockets are right there, actually, better record than the Golden State Warriors. Why is he not chasing rings if he comes to the Rockets? But he's chasing rings if he goes to the Warriors.
He is, just because they've won them and the Rockets haven't. It looks easier when you go to a team that's won, twice in the last 3 years. It just looks more suspicious. It is. We know it's chasing rings, but he's chasing rings anywhere he goes.
But where else is he chasing rings?
If he goes to the Rockets.
Okay, where else?
Well, there's a limited amount because there's a limited amount of teams that you look at as being able to win.
Right.
That's a problem. That's if he goes to only teams.
The Lakers? He ain't chasing no ring if he goes to. They're a long shot, even with LeBron, to win.
Okay, then he should go now. He was rumored to be gone before. Now he's not going to because they're not playing well. That just tells you what you need to know. Sixers?
No, they're still a ways away.
They're the seventh seed.
They're ways away.
No, LeBron. Oh, my God. They turn into the one of the two if LeBron joins.
Oh, well, they're in the East.
But they're currently.
But that doesn't mean anything.
Well, but I'm just saying, if you were looking at who matches up best against the Celtics, then I think it may be Cleveland still. Honestly.
If he's staying in the East, there's no reason to leave. Well, I guess he might have issues with ownership.
He's from the land. That's his place. He should never leave anyway because it's the land.
That seemed to have mattered in the past. But if he's going to stay in the East, unless with the additions, and I'm assuming they're going to try to keep those guys, why would you leave?
We were talking about it. Russ is the most old school player of all of them. Now, he dresses new school. He does all the goofy stuff, and he tries to be fashion forward when really it's just almost just crazy stupid. But
or something else.
But he, you know what he does do, though? He is he's like an old school player, like, it's me versus the world.
Oh, no.
I don't care. You're either with me or against me.
No, his game is...
I'm Oklahoma City. I don't care. Like, Russ isn't trying to, hey, guys, think we should all play together? And he's like, I want you to play for me, but if you don't, I'm just going to let you know. I'm going to try to put 70 on you. I'm going to try to embarrass you.
Yes, and he does. He's a hell of a player. Let's get Todd in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Todd.
How you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So just my opinion real quick on the LeBron thing is the Rockets do have a good team this year, and they have a legitimate chance. And I just feel like if the Rockets do win it this year, then there's no chance LeBron can come next year, because if the Rockets win it, then you got to put them right there in the category with Golden State as the best 1A, 1B teams in the league, and if everybody's going to kill him for going to Golden State, which they would, they would do the same for going to the Rockets after they won a ring. I personally hope that he does one of the two, just because I'm a Kevin Durant fan and everybody killed Kevin Durant for it. And I would just love to see LeBron do the same thing.
I don't know. Do you really think, even if the Rockets win it, do you think he'd get killed nearly as bad as he would for going to the Warriors?
If the Rockets went through the Warriors to get it done, and maybe he even happened to beat him in a finals to do it, yeah, he'd get killed.
No, LeBron is protected by the media for the most part. Yeah, yeah.
They turn on him.
Going to the Warriors, I think, is different than going to the Rockets, even if the Rockets win.
Look, Kevin Durant went to the Warriors after they beat him, and he got crushed. If
but they
the Rockets,
won a championship.
The Rockets will have won a title.
If the Rockets win, he's saying.
The Rockets beat the Warriors and then beat the Cavs in the finals and then decides to head to the
if
Rockets,
they win a title, if they win a title, LeBron's going to take heat. He would take more heat in Golden State any way you look at it.
Yeah.
Any way you look at it. Because he's going with KD.
Even if the Warriors lose to the Rockets, he would take more heat going to the Warriors than he would the Rockets
Stephen
winning
a.
the championship.
Smith, his number one champion, already got on LeBron about the Warriors, but he even said, go to the Rockets, that's fine, go to, like, well, he even said, this is okay, but not this.
Well, that's because the assumption is the Warriors are going to win the title. If the Rockets beat the Warriors, then beat LeBron in the finals, and then he decides, you know what, I'm going to go play in Houston after they just beat me, he's going to face the same crap Kevin Durant faced, because Kevin Durant did the same thing.
But he should.
Well, I'm not taking issue with whether he does. I'm taking issue with people claiming he won't take the same type of heat. He's going to catch it.
He's gonna catch heat, but more with the Warriors than he would with the Rockets.
Well, that's your assumption now. But I would say if the Rockets, because we don't know how people would treat the Rockets after they win a title. If the Rockets beat the Cavs and then he heads to the Rockets, I don't think there'll be much difference.
I like how you guys have turned and now you're assuming a Rockets championship.
They are.
I think you're I like this, guys.
No. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, Tiger Woods bogeyed 7.
And when we come back, what is going to happen after the Rockets championship? Will it be as classy as after the Astros championship? We'll talk about that here on Home
then
of Your Championship
yes,
Houston Sports Products and Teams, The Bench, 97.5 KFN. See.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You just heard that spot for the Hyatt Regency. It's in the Galleria. And the Blitz will be using today, which is National Margarita Day, as an excuse to do a show from a bar. They'll be at the Hyatt Regency bar doing their normal show. And Mario Ellie will join them from 5 to 6:30. So the Blitz at the new Hyatt Regency in the Galleria at the bar doing their show from 4 to 7. Mario Ellie will join them as well.
I saw Mario has an electricity company that he's advertising.
He was here yesterday afternoon at one of the shindigs.
He was?
Mm-hmm.
He has an electricity company that he's endorsing. Now, I saw it on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I have an electricity company that I'm endorsing. And I wish
it's
it was
a problem?
I wish it was in Florida. Because the electricity ruined our equipment. Maybe you can't now go live from Indianapolis because of the electricity in Florida. It's why Champion Energy is the greatest electricity company. Do you think that this would happen?
They're responsible for the outlets necessarily. Any wiring,
Champion Energy
wiring deficiencies?
Champion Energy electricity would know, do not put so much voltage through this defective outlet.
You would think a man who first plugged in his laptop and there was
a spark.
No, there was a spark. It wasn't anything. I thought, wow.
In Florida, it could have been.
But you would think if he was somewhat concerned about the spark, he would have, maybe hesitated before plugging in a more
intricate. I did hesitate.
But you decide to plug in a more intricate and expensive device into the plug, and that's why Lance
doesn't look more expensive than my laptop.
Well, it costs more.
It doesn't look like it.
I'm just saying it does cost more.
It does look like I will not be on the show Thursday now.
Well, there's a possibility you wouldn't have been on the show anyway. Either way, because we're going to be out at the Bad Pants Open.
Yeah,
while you're out in Indy, so there's a real chance you wouldn't have made an appearance.
Yeah, while I'm playing Bad Pants Open,
we've been doing that since one.
Yep,
we hadn't gone all of them, but we were year one.
Yeah.
Somebody said, what is Bad Pants Open? Somebody was asking that yesterday. I think it was Joel Blank or someone said, it's basically like an episode of Caddyshack.
Tyler.
Yeah.
Tyler was, yeah.
It's, you know, it's Tyler, the 1976 PGA Tour.
You know, Tyler is a very mysterious. The producer for Dell and Raheel, the show is The Minority Report, somebody told me yesterday.
The secret show name is Men of Color.
Right.
The Men of Color. Yeah, but he produces that show.
But tasty.
Well, he's not on
well,
the show.
Tyler is Ozark. Tyler's a good sized guy, right? Kind of built, you know. He's got the big giant beard. He's got the look of it could be hipster, but it could just be guy who has a big beard. Like, it could be hipster.
It could be McCann or Evan Gaddis.
Yeah, yeah. You don't know. Well, but Keuchel is more hipster.
He's more Keuchel.
Keuchel's more
he's
hipster.
Got the hair.
He's got the food. He's a food guy, too.
By the way, can I tell you guys something? Keuchel's bowed up this year.
Is he? Because he was kind of lean last year, wasn't he?
He went at the weights this offseason. Like,
he did?
Yes. He's bowed up.
All right, good.
Yeah.
I like hearing that. Well, don't just rest on the World Series.
I just hope that his rotator is going to be fine.
Well, he's fine.
We're fine. Which tent are we in? I'm at the course. That's next Thursday.
No, Raheel.
Raheel.
So you were saying Rockets win a championship.
Right.
Right.
Rockets win a championship.
LeBron.
And Charles Barkley has said if LeBron joins the Rockets, he's not watching basketball ever again.
Charles is known for not liking basketball anymore.
No, that is true. But Charles also is known for let's not go somewhere else and try to win. He's all against all these buddy. Let's with my three best friends. Yet Charles went to Phoenix. Charles went to Houston.
Did Charles get traded to Phoenix?
But he forced his way out of Philadelphia.
Yeah, but he didn't go join, like, who were his three guys that he brought together at the same time? That's different, because Charles was ring-chasing by the end like an old guy, when he was in his prime.
Well, he came here
like LeBron's in his prime. Yeah, and that was, we started seeing that with Peyton and Karl Malone, and they did that old, and they took some heat for doing that, but they weren't in their prime. LeBron is, I mean, you could argue he's in his prime still. It's a pretty long prime. He's a long ass prime, LeBron. He's still in his prime based on the numbers.
He's gonna be heading down soon.
This is, I guess
he is.
He and Tom Brady will be at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Soon, maybe. Is there, who's that in baseball? We got LeBron in basketball. We got Brady in football. Who is it in? God, you think about it. LeBron came into the league in 2003. Brady came in what, 2001?
Yeah.
That much difference. Only one guy went to college, one guy didn't.
Well, that's the big difference, though.
Age-wise.
That's a huge difference.
But they've been playing
Tells me that LeBron is here at this age and he's ahead of Michael. Okay, Michael missed 3 years because he went to college.
Yeah, right. Right, you're right. Although Michael got better in college, too, obviously. But
he doesn't have the numbers that LeBron has because LeBron has 3 more years on him.
Exactly. Is there anyone like that in baseball? Like Brady and LeBron?
That has
longevity,
done it over...
Longevity? Is it Pujols? No.
Well, the Pujols had a little resurgence last year.
Yeah, no, I did. Yeah, that's
but he had a lull. He had a huge lull.
He had about a 3-year lull.
Yeah, right. I can't think of anybody. Not in baseball.
Verlander?
No.
Not long enough.
No. I got to talk right now about Houston Health and Wellness because we got to bring in Sports Map, right? 94.1. They're going to be coming our way. And Raheel's going to be coming our way. Speaking of which, it's time to talk about Dr. Rorick and the great people over Houston Health and Wellness. Listen, it ain't easy when you have issues sexually. When you have a problem. Well, yeah, it's awkward. It's awkward all the time. It's very awkward when you're trying to perform and you can't. It sucks. Well, maybe that's a bad choice of words. What it does is it makes you uncomfortable. It makes everyone uncomfortable here. Well, don't do that, Del. Those hand motions got to stop. Here's the deal. Is what I need you to do is go talk to Dr. Rorick. Would you rather talk to him, have him help you with the issue, have that, okay, well, I don't want that anxiety. Oh, but you'd rather have the anxiety in the bedroom when you can't perform. No. What you'd rather do is take care of the business. What you'd rather do is not have to take that blue pill every single time that you want to make love. What you'd rather do is have Dr. Rorick not just put a Band-Aid on it, but fix the problem. ImproveMyErection.com, ImproveMyErection.com, 281-496-3355, ImproveMyErection.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.